Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Fett. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to this and eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the motherfucking building. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm an MZ _STL or Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can always find us at Dollhouse Radio with the whole cast at Dollhouse _radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all, because that's just what it is and that's just what we do, man. Ooh, but you know what? I got so much shit to talk and so many things to say, man. Let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star. What's the word, y'all?
Yo, what's poppin', everybody? What's good with everybody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Sunday.
Man. You said what?
Nothing wrong, Niecy Poo. Trying to stay away from the damn devils. Trying to stay away from these evil folks. Because they trying to get in.
I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my God. Are you working hard? You hear me? We going to get into that. Because, man, I'm so ready for this. This year has been ridiculous. I'm ready for it to be over. And 2019, man, the kid is back. I had submerged and suppressed my assholery and my fuckery. And, you know, I tried to sit it down because, you know, it was, you know, I was just trying to, you know, do better, be better. But damn, people won't let me. They won't let me live. They don't want to let me live, man. They don't want me to live my best life, dog. I don't know. I be trying, but it ain't never good enough. So, the kid is back. But anyway, before we go any further, let's go ahead and get these Dollhouse announcements real quick, and then we're going to come back and find out where they do that at. Let's go and get it.
Yeah.
Loyalty, Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, there Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, we just now tuning in. You here live with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dow House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again, it'll take it back. But let them know, Rapstar 412, where they do that at, bruh? What's pop?
Hey, yo, this whole week, I've been finding some funny motherfuckers, man. There's a lot of crazy motherfuckers out there. It was hard for me to pick a story and stick with it because there's a lot of people that's just fucking weird.
The fuckery.
Yeah. If anybody follows MMA, I don't really follow MMA all like that. I am more of a boxing
fan
myself.
Mixed martial arts, those who don't know, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a fan of that, then you must know the fighter Fallon Fox. Know who Fallon Fox
is? I have heard the name. I have heard the name. Yes, I don't really follow the women's side of it. I'm more follow the men's side of it, but I am a fan of MMA fighting.
Ha! I laugh on your lapel. So check this out.
Not on my lapel.
So check this out. Sarah Fox, if anybody knows who Fallon Fox is, she's known for being the transgender female former fighter of the MMA. She was a man who got the change and is now a woman. And now is fighting on the women's division of MMA. She had a fight with this woman named Tamika Brents. The fight between them was bloody. Like it was. They was really getting popping in there. Tamika, she was losing. And she was while she was fighting Fallon, she was suffering from a concussion, a broken skull. And the two started, you know, still was beefing it out, you know, until they actually told Tamika was finally at a TKO. After the whole fight, Tamika gave an interview saying that she never felt such power from any of the women that she faced prior to Fallon. So where did they do that at, where they let a transgender male that is a male who changes to be a female to fight in the women's division of the MMA. And not only is fighting, but beating them the fuck up. What do you think about that?
I think it's fucked. I say that because at the end of the day, even though, you know, you're taking hormones to, you know, for the breast and all that, it doesn't necessarily, you still have a different type of bone density than the average female as well. You still, you're stronger by nature to me. Like, it doesn't change your bone structure. You know, you still have that manly strength. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, at the end of the day, certain things, I just don't, a crushed skull, I mean, that to me, it sound like, you know, there could be some lawsuits flying because at the end of the day, you were still born a man. You chemically enhanced your body for the breast and all that, and but you still have the strength of a typical male, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know if there's any doctors listening if you want to chime in on that, but I mean, Niecy, what do you make of that? Because at the end of the day, it's still a man.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's crazy. Mm-mm. You're still a man. You know what I'm saying? Your muscles, your strength, yeah, that doesn't change that. It's still strong. And most, you know, I have quite a few, you know, transgender friends, you know what I mean? And they say that all the time. Like, motherfucker, at the end of the day, I'm still a man. You know what I mean?
I will beat your ass.
They say it all the time. Mm-mm. Physically, that's mm-mm. We will never have that power, just strength. You know what I'm saying? To be like them.
Right. Right. I think in the long run it's gonna be a mistake. I think the MMA, like I said, it's gonna be some shit. And somebody gonna have to pay some fine, because you can't. I've never heard of injury. I've seen some bad. It's not even Ronda Rousey got her ass whooped like that. And that girl beat the shit out of her, and I love me some Ronda Rousey, baby. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like she had a crushed skull. I mean, I think the lawsuits are gonna come flying. I think it's a horrible idea if you are not born. That's just like if you transition from female to male. I would not allow you to go in the octagon against a male MMA fighter. I don't give a fuck how quick you are. I don't care if you took something and you're in the same weight class. None of that shit. I'm just not going to allow you to do it. That to me is a bloodbath. Those guys they fight like straight savages. I mean, I've seen some brutal fights. I just couldn't. If it were the other way around, I think it never would have happened. They never would have let somebody that was transitioning the other way from female to male.
The female
do
to male.
Like that.
Yeah, it's a double standard. It's a double standard,
right.
But I think it's cheating. It's cheating as fuck. It's cheating. I want to know who the fuck authorized. I want to know who the fuck authorized that fight. Give me their names.
Right.
Because that's some bullshit. That's cheating. That's cheating. That's like you looking for a bloodbath because everybody knew, from her being a transgender, and you already know how that fight was going to turn out. It wasn't no competition. You know, the girl Tamiko, who she was fighting with, the one who, you know, had the broken skull and everything like that, she was the one who said it herself. She said, yo, I never was hit with the amount of force as this person was pushing out on any of the women that I fought.
Because they
cheating.
Were still on the
that's
same plateau. They're still on the same plateau
right.
at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is the person the whole way, like even the southern region, did they do it, or are they just in transition? Do you know that? Did they say that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was saying the person that she fought, is the person still in transition? Like, they still working on it, and they still have what's going on down in the southern region, or did they say how far in her transition she was?
No, they never said how far she was in her transition. They just called her, you know, transgender female. Never said that she got anything removed, snipped, or cut. So we can only assume. Me, I just assume that she got the full operation. I don't know. I think it's ludicrous that they would anyway, but I don't know if there's a guideline to where. If you are a transgender and you are fighting, that there has to be certain criteria or rules. Like you don't want to be fighting a woman and your balls is all over her face and shit like that. You know, there got to be some rules to this shit. You can't be teabagging or putting her into a Boston crab. I know, like there got to be some rules to it. So you got to either be, you know, one end of the spectrum or the other. You can't be caught in the middle.
I mean, I just don't see how they don't see that it's not going to, because like we were just saying that if it were the other way around, then people would be wanting to see Sue saying, oh, they're being sexist. If she could do it and fight on the woman's side, why can't I fight on the man's side? But what would be their argument? What could possibly be your argument when you allowed it on the other side?
they're, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna say? You know what I'm saying? Like that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. And to me, it just opens up a world of lawsuits in because somebody's always going to have something to bitch about for some reason because they just want to say some shit.
Right.
I think it was fucked up. They never should have allowed hit her, hit whatever. They never should have allowed that fight to happen. It needs to be strict rules. If you are not born a male, if you are not born a female, you cannot fight on that side. You're going to have to find something else. Like,
They're going to do all of that. If they're going to do all of that, then they might as well make a transgender category. You understand what I'm saying? Not male, woman, you know
what
I mean?
Now
you're
talking. Now you're talking.
I don't know what you want to call it, transgender, you know, it doesn't make a difference which way you're going, from woman to man to woman, whatever, transgender, a whole separate category. You know what I'm saying? Because putting them together is not, that's not right. Now, what if she died or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Right.
What if she would have died?
Great. Now, here's a story that's really going to fuck you up real quick. Fuck me up real quick, too. There's a guy, his name is Faisal Muhammad. He's a blogger who blogs about his adult 30-year-old severely disabled son. His son is named Mustafa. Mustafa suffers from PIMD, profound intellectual multiple disabilities. He can't communicate, no voluntary muscle movement in his muscle. His IQ is below 30, and he's bedridden. His father, he's having a real hard time. But the father noticed something about his son. When he would get into baths or when he is getting washed up by somebody accompanying him, or if he's getting a massage during his physical therapy, that his son will achieve an erection. So he started thinking about, you know, the difference between, you know, people with disabilities, can they get sexually aroused? And if they can get sexually aroused, you know, would it be, you know, okay for their therapy? So the father decided to take it upon himself to actually answer this question on his own. So he masturbated his own son and had him ejaculate. And he noted that his son had a funny look to his face. After when he ejaculated, he started laughing, smiling. He had like a better mood and everything like that. So he was, you know, this is a part of his blog. So he was trying to figure out if there is any sexual activities that the people who are disabled like him can go through to help him with his disability. I didn't type this up, folks. This is what it is.
You can't make this shit up. Okay.
Where do they do that at? Like,
this is my thing.
I never heard nothing like that.
At the end of the day, even if you still have back to the hormones, whether you're disabled or not, you still I can't even say puberty. It's not like he was in puberty, he was fucking 30. I mean, he didn't go through a pubescent stage where you ever saw your son get an erection when he was 11, 12, you know, 13. What would make you think that he can't have an erection? I mean, you saw it. My thing is, that's your fucking son. Get a woman to, I ain't saying hire no hoe or get no prostitute, but find a young lady that may be willing to help him You the daddy, dog. At the end of the day, that's your son. I know you was trying to help him out. I know you wanted to take him to the mountaintop and all that. But that's still your son, bruh. Nishi, help me now. What's happening?
He nasty. Well, he jerking his son off. Come on now. And he probably going to work, too. Getting it the fuck in. You know, what the fuck? I cannot. That's just a thought. He probably looking. He probably giving his son the googly eyes. I could just imagine. He probably enjoyed the shit his goddamn self. Let's keep it real. All of a sudden, he's getting an erection. Nigga, you a fucking pedophile. Fuck all that. He using it as a goddamn excuse. He seen that boy dick get hired. He seen him bust off. You know what I'm saying? And now you want to just keep on practicing it with it on him? Nigga, please. He had to see his face when he came before. When all somebody had to do is brush up against that motherfucker. Animals get hired. The fuck?
That's true.
Monkeys get hired to be over there jerking their own shit. He's a fucking freak, and he used that as a fucking excuse so he could do that. Nasty bastard.
That's what I'm saying. It sound like an excuse. You knew that it's not like just because he is disabled. You've been seeing this since teen times. Get a young monkey. Do like everybody else. Get his ass a sex job. You don't want her, bitch. Buy you a bitch. Get you a sex doll. You know what I'm saying? And do the little motions.
This the thing. He already getting the nut.
Shit back.
Listen. No. He already getting the nut when they bathing him. So why you going through all that? Why? He don't know that it's a sex doll. He don't know that it's any of that shit going on. If he mentally and physically, all he knows is he has a release. You understand what I'm saying? So he won't know if it's a female, a male, a dog, a cat. He won't know. So the motherfucker, the boy already getting off. So just give him his regular bath without getting a fucking thrill, your damn sub, you nasty bitch. You nasty motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Without getting a thrill, your motherfucking self, get a boy his damn bath. He gonna get it anyway. You ain't, and don't you? What you don't need to do is focus on that part of his body. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's showing that you got you nasty. You nasty.
Dude made a whole new
and he trying to make
category.
Some. He blogging about it. Wait, he blogging about it. You blogging about being a pedophile. You nasty bitch. Nasty motherfucker. They need to lock him up because now it's, to me, I feel like that was he got himself probably personal gratification from jerking that boy off. You understand what I'm saying? He got that. It was a gratification for him. I want to ask him, well, how did, you know, the psychological part, how did you feel after you jerked him off? You know what I'm saying? Because you've been nasty motherfucker.
Yeah.
I want to see him on the couch. I want him to come. Listen. I want him to come and sit on Honey Dip's After Hours spot couch and explain to me, how the fuck did you feel after you got him, you helped him bust a nut? Like, how did you feel when you looked at his face? Did you get a thrill from it, you nasty bastard? You know, did you feel good about that? Because you was looking into his eyes and into his face while you was jerking him off. To me, that's a sexual, you know what I'm saying? You want to see how it's making him feel. You was getting off too, bitch. Now he probably over there jerking the shit out that boy on a regular. Jerking the boy and jerking himself too. Nasty motherfucker.
He got real silly.
Oh, shit.
He needs to go to jail.
That's some nasty shit.
He needs to go to jail. Nasty motherfucker. And you know what? Ain't nobody there to save the boy. Ain't nobody there to save the poor handicapped man. He just getting nutted on. He nutting everywhere, left and right. I'm just sitting here thinking, like, you got this motherfucker boy. Know what's going on. He done drained the motherfucker and he getting off while he, you know, he got to be getting off because in during sex, you we look. Why I'm being serious, y'all laughing. During sex, I don't know about anybody else, but I like to look at a motherfucker face. I know most motherfuckers want to see what that motherfucker, the gratitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, the,
I
want to
see your back, your lip. I want to see all that.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, and that's what most people want to see. Whether you a man and a bitch giving you some fucking head, listen, you don't be, you know, it's always been that thing where they say, why the bitch looking up at me? But we want to see what you looking like when you coming. Same way when you eating, when a man eating a bitch pussy or a woman eating whatever. You want to see that bitch is trembling. You want to see what she looking like. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Right,
he
right.
looking, for him to notice his face, you know something was up.
I couldn't. I could never. I could. How? I just don't. It just don't make sense. Other than them falling
into
these
the, white people, right?
The,
I'm sorry. These white people. Do you know where they're from?
Were they white?
Stop it! I'm serious. Where they from?
Nah. They seem like they was from like India or it's like somewhere in the Middle East because
like
he has
I said,
like an
the
Islamic,
UK somewhere.
Islamic
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Them some nasty motherfuckers.
Wow.
Them some freakazoids. That's all right. They could be a freak. But I ain't for that kid shit. I ain't for that. You know what I'm saying? And he's disabled. His mind isn't even. He doesn't even have the mind of a baby. You understand what I'm saying? He's just there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to say, oh, that he finally found a way to get him to react. Is that what he's saying? React to something because he's not moving around and he's like a vegetable. So because he got a fucking nasty motherfucker, you. So you found. So you know he over there jerking the shit out that boy. You know because he's reacting. You know he over every that boy probably damn near he gonna kill the motherfucker. Jerking left and right just to get some reaction. Fondling with that baby. To me, that's a baby. You fondling with his pee-pee. Leave that motherfucker's nuts and shit alone.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
I'm so mad now. Nasty motherfucker. Mama think everybody that's handicapped and fucked up getting their clit rubbed and they getting their shit jerked. Nasty bastard.
Wow.
Look, man, we got to go ahead and it's way past 4:20, man. We got to take a quick smoke break, pay them bills, man, and we going to get right back, jump in the hot seat, man, real quick. Let's do that Long Star J. They mad. She mad. Look, they mad.
The
Yeah, that was that Lone Star J. They Mad. If you're just tuning in, you hear we're all talking on Filter right here on the one and only Dow House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, hit the one and we got you. But look, real quick, everybody, this is trending everywhere. Everybody's talking about it, so we got to talk about it. Jilly from Philly, Jill Scott. Okay. Everybody love them. I know I love me some Jill Scott. She's an amazing artist. I would love to meet her. But recently she did this concert. Look at you, Rockstar. Look at you, dude. Okay, so recently at this venue, she got a little, you know, little freaky deaky with the mic, you know, was showing people how to do what they do. And everybody was like, oh, my God, Jill Scott, no, she doing, you know, then they come with the memes and the edited videos. I ain't going to even lie, I sure as one, because that one with Ronnie, that was funny as a motherfucker from Players Club. That shit was funny. But anyway, y'all motherfuckers acting like these stars, and people just went ham on her on social media, like, how could you do that? And y'all got her fucked up seeing her in these Tyler Perry movies and shit. Like, she ain't no freak. Philly's, don't act like Jill Scott don't play with the balls and do what she do. That's what she do. She's an entertainer to us. But that's what you do. You a lady in the streets and a freak in the bed. So people started going in on her on social media like she's not a human being, like she ain't supposed to, you know, do what she do. Nisi, did you see the video? Did you see the footage of her going in on this mic?
Yes, I did. I was like, well, damn.
What did you think?
I ain't seen no wrong with them. I ain't seen no wrong with it. It's just to me, it just showed another side of her, that she's human. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Right. I ain't seen nothing. Well, nothing wrong with it. She just letting my fucking know. And I guess that was, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out, the only thing is what triggered her to do it. Maybe she got that thought. She must have got a hold of some good-ass dick. I don't know. That shit was still on her mind.
Nah.
That was very suggested. I think she had somebody in mind when she was doing all that.
Listen, she was going to
vote. Nah, that's...
I mean, she's human.
That's, what happened is Jill Scott, she always do those kind of things at her shows.
Well,
I've
never seen
for a person who's like,
See, I've never seen it either.
Yeah.
I've never seen one either. But I understand that sometimes, like, that's even with me. You have to do something. If you feel that you're not, because you got to do something to keep yourself trending, something to make a motherfucker's you to stand out. You know what I mean? People ain't literally ching, you know what I mean? Like, what's she doing? What she did lately? That I know of. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So why not do something crazy? But she got them going. She got the whole
right.
world going. She got all the
trend.
Men dancing
you know
going.
But you know what? It's, I don't understand why is it a big deal and you got, like, rap artists that, you know,
mm-hmm.
will write a whole song about fellatio. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. You know, everybody, you know, from Kia, My Neck, My Back, and everything, you have all these explicit-ass, you know, music. And it's not even just, you know, hip-hop or anything. I'm just saying, you got a movie called Deep Throat, you know? So it's like, everybody know what's up. And when somebody expresses that sad, now everybody want to act like they prudes and act like everybody, you know, was dropped off by the stork when they was a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that your mom had two options, either had you or swallowed you. She just chose to have you. So it's like, you know, quit acting like that. Leave that woman alone.
No, but okay, check this though. I think a lot of it was, we so used to...
It was just a surprise.
I just think nobody wanted to see her like that. They see you in certain roles, and you was taking your first album, you was taking long walks in the park after dark. Maybe that's why you was going after dark. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? You're taking long walks in the park and all this, and they see you on the movies, and you play a certain character, and
she
people
was talking
have to understand.
About, She was talking about smoking weed while she walked and took a long walk, man. People should have, like,
She said that right in the room. Maybe we could smoke some weed. She said that a long, long time ago that, you know, she's down and everything like that. I think the funny part is I just think that people, they like to believe what they want to believe. You know, I like R. Kelly, but I also know he likes little girls. Period, point blank. We
bastard,
put these people
but I
on
still like
too
his
much.
Music, we though. Too, I ain't going to lie.
Exactly. People, we still like his music and everything like that. Or, you know, to step in the name of love, all the older people at the park, and your Uncle Elroy is trying to slip his disc, trying to do the electric slide. We put on these music and everything like that, but not understand it, like Niecy said, that, you know, they're human. You know, that's you know, what it is. Leave Jill alone. Like I said,
well,
I like R. Kelly.
I
like, my favorite song is Ignition, but I know he likes to pee on girls too, so.
Nasty
up.
Bastards, but I still like his music. But anyway, look, Jilly from Philly, we know that you know what I'm saying, you were showing your skills, and I don't know who the fellatio scene was for, if you were just trying to get it popping, and you had this thing going on the internet right now. You damn near broke the internet with that one. So, you know what I'm saying, congratulations on being so ho-tastic. I love it. Keep it going. I love it.
I love to see
that side of you, man. That's great. It's entertaining. This is what the shit is about. It's all about entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, real quick, I want to slide into this. Serena Williams. She was recently put on GQ, and she was woman of the year. Well, what happened was there was a man named Virgil, let me make sure I say his name right, Aplow. His name is Virgil Aplow. And he put woman, they put the word woman in quotation marks, and people went ham over it as, oh, my God, people are questioning her sexuality, and how could they, and this is going to kill her brand, and this and that. But if you know anything about certain artists, have signatures of certain things they do when it comes to any kind of industry, music, anything, they have certain things that they do that's just them. So they started going over all these different things where he put certain things in quotation marks. Like he put, you know, there are Serena Nikes. Her name is in quotation marks. He has a shirt that said, watch your back. It's in quotation marks. He had a scarf that is actually just a scarf, and in quotation marks on the scarf is the word scarf. So this is like his signature thing that he does. So everybody went ham about, GQ is questioning her being a woman, and they're questioning her femininity and her just being a woman. I'm so fucking mad everybody making the biggest fucking ordeals out of the smallest, dumbest, most meaningless shit. I mean, what do y'all think about just this particular argument? It's so unnecessary. She had to okay this. This had to go through her before print. So evidently, she had no problem with this. She saw nothing wrong with it, and this is this man's signature. Do you feel they was trying to be funny and question her womanhood because they put woman in quotation marks?
The man went, that's what he do. That's how we do.
Can't
it.
Hear you.
I don't. Everybody
said,
know that's a girl. I said that's just what he does. That's how he signs his shit. People just making more of a deal, looking for a problem. Stop
looking for
shit.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's like propaganda when it comes to that. I think it's propaganda that, and if you ever seen characters of Serena, racist characters of Serena, and they portray her as like this over masculine woman, you know, this, that, and a third. I don't know if it was GQ, but I don't understand how people can be all up arms on, you know, her being woman of the year and having woman in quotation saying that they're accusing her of not being a woman. Meanwhile,
right.
Caitlyn Jenner was woman of the year, and she's not a woman for real. She was born a man.
Oof. That's a whole nother show.
So I don't understand. I don't understand people's logic, because people, you know, they shift their attention to different places. You could do the same thing that you can do, but this person over here, we just going, you know, make it a big deal because that's just that person. Nobody was making it a whole big deal or saying anything negative about Kris Jenner being, I mean, not Kris Jenner, but Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner being Woman of the Year. That to me was like an insult, like a slap in the face. That means you're telling every woman around the world that you was born a woman, that this man who changed to a woman.
You're not a woman. You're not a woman at the end of the day. If you still hanging on to, and I do know a lot of transgender, the men's side, who they have went all the way. They take the hormones. They have the breasts. And I have my one friend, he even had his vocal cords done to lift his voice so that he sounded like a female, but you still got your shit. That's not my battle. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. It's so many other things that we need to fight for out here in this world, other than everybody wants to just let it go. Get over it. Everybody wants to fight over the most meaningless shit. And if she doesn't have a problem with it, who the fuck are you to question it? And say it. Oh, right. They're trying to say she's not a woman. Everybody, she just had a damn baby. Who you need to be questioning is Wendy Williams' manly looking ass. That's who y'all need to question. If you want to question a motherfucker, shit, because I ain't convinced. That bitch was like she could palm a basketball. I'm not convinced. And you got implants. You say that all the time. But anyway, if she's okay with it, y'all need to be okay with it. Everybody knows she is 110% woman, and pick your battles, man. It's other shit out here that needs your attention. It's other things out here that you need to get right, you know, and just do better. We finna be 2019. Hey, leave that in 2018. We gotta do better, y'all. We gotta do better. Mm-hmm. Pick your battles, cause some shit is not even worth entertaining. But you know, this what we do, so we had to talk about it cause we can. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and snatch a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we got to get off into them Honey Dip thoughts, and Honey Dip is going to tell us why I'm with her. I need to hear this. We're going to go to church. We need to know why the devil is working. The devil is working. We don't understand what's going on. But anyway, let me when I jump out on the limb, y'all be fucking me, man. But let's try the STL Boogie Don't Act. Let's get it.
Don't act like you don't want it when I know you do. Don't act like you don't want it, girl, I know you want to. Don't act like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes, come on, girl, let's go. Take my time, talking so fine. Sit back and unwind. Let me put this on your mind. Drip, drip like a faucet. Can I turn you on? I'll do all the things that I know will make you wrong. I'm trying to turn this right here and sing your favorite song. Just open up for me and let me get your mind on. I'm talking ecstasy, and you don't need a pill. Just put your hands in my pants and you see how I feel. Now you got me, girl, big heart still. Now stop front, girl, you know you wanna let me dream. Act like you don't want it when I know you do. Don't act like you don't want it, girl, I know you want to. Act like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes, come on, girl, let's go. Like that girl, it's minutes since you last let me hit it. Plus you've been talking on the phone all week about it. So no, I know you ain't forget it. Now I didn't get you to the crib, showed you how I live, but now you're talking about it. Now you just wanna chill, girl, be for real. Bust that thing open, long stroke it to your ribs. Yeah, you know the deal and what we came for. I'ma give it to you, leave your whole body sore. Make you scream my name, triple X games. Girl, you know that I'm about to beat it out the frame. Don't act like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on it, girl, I know you want to. Don't act like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes, come on, girl, let's go.
Okay, I can dig that. That was STL Boogie, Don't Act. Hey, if you're just now getting in, you heard with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. And we're going to slide it to them honey dip thoughts because Nishi said the devil is working overtime. What's popping, honey dip? What's good, man? I feel that.
What's going on, yo? I don't know. Like, I feel like over the past week, it's not even just the past week. I'm going to say the past maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but it's just gotten really bad this past week itself to the point, like, I'm the type that I'd be ready to fight. I physically be wanting to put my hands on people, not just no one person. Like, that's how I react. That's just me. I come from, that's what I come from. That's what I believe. That's how I rectify and fix a situation, is to put my hands on you. You know what I'm saying? And worst come to worst, you know what I'm saying? My shit blow like anybody else. You know what I mean? That's where I come from. I'm trying to learn in some situations not to react like that. But it's like I got right. The devil on one shoulder and I got a little angel, because that devil seemed to be getting bigger, the little angel on the other shoulder. And it's not just, I can't say it's like in one part of my life. It seemed like it's all around me. You know, it's getting to the point like I don't want to talk right. to nobody. I don't, if anybody see on social media, I barely even, I haven't done a live, but I will be doing, you know, a real good one like last year around Christmas Eve. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't been doing lives. I haven't been doing, you know what I'm saying? It's just I've been mm-hmm. agitated, a little aggy. I'm trying to stay focused because as of the new year rolling in, I have some big things that I am working towards. You know what I'm saying? For me, business adventures, things that I am very much trying to get correct. Motherfuckers is like, it's bullshit because I don't go to an event. Motherfucker, shit, I got bills just like the next motherfucker. I got a job, a regular people job, just like a lot of other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I got a house. I don't live with nobody. Have responsibilities. I hear somebody criticizing my manager because I didn't go to an event. Well, motherfucker, why didn't you pay for me to go to the event? It ain't his job to pay for me to go to an event. I go to all the fucking events. At some point given time, a bitch got to stay home and take care of home. Don't put everything else right. first. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, it's
you gotta
it's
look out
at
for
work.
You and put you first.
Thank you.
Pop,
yeah, exactly. Because we know that I struggle with putting me
take
first.
Care of it.
Yeah, we know that I struggle. I've always struggled with putting me first. I've been a mother since I was fucking 17. You know what I'm 16, 17 years old. So I've always been a caretaker. I've ran a daycare. I've owned a daycare. I always took care of somebody's kids, took care of my father, took care of all five of my brothers, took care of all four of my sisters. You know what I'm saying? And my mother's child, my little sister. You know, so that's 10 fucking other 10 people that I've lived with on and off in all my life. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to focus on my motherfucking self. But at times in the process of me trying to focus on myself, it's motherfuckers trying to make me put my fucking hands on them. You know, and it's not one thing. It's even at work. It's little things that's starting to get under my fucking skin. Like, I hate when the mother. I'm not the judge. I'm not the police. Don't gotta lie. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to lie to me because I put you on front and I'll bring the person that you're lying, the shit that you're lying about, right to you. You know what I'm saying? Well, such as she said this. I mean, little shit, even like at work. You know what I mean? It's just like, and for some apparent reason,
it just make me want to smack the fucking shit out of a motherfucker, like back smack, like a pimp. You know what I'm saying? Like smack a bitch down.
You know,
and I don't know why.
Quick though, if you say that, I heard what you're saying, but I think if you did try to engage in taking care of you and doing for you, I think that would chill a little bit. When you take on your own struggles, your own health, all the stuff that you have to deal with on an everyday basis, your kids, their stuff, that shit builds up. And when it be, if you
mm-hmm.
take care of you, I feel like that will defuse some of the situation, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I do take care of me now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, you know, like my kids, they're fine. Everybody's fine. Everybody's doing what they need to do. You know what I mean? Well, except, you know, with my middle one, I still handle, you know, doctor's appointments and little shit like that. I got to keep up with all of them. But that's my baby. She has her issues. You know what I'm saying? I've done this always, and she's trying. She's trying her best. You know what I mean? I can say that I've seen a lot of change. But my other ones, they're fine. You know what I'm saying? My grandbabies, everybody's fine. You know what I mean? It's the people around me, grown motherfuckers. I'm not talking about my immediate family. I'm talking about grown motherfuckers, motherfuckers at work, motherfuckers that's in this fucking industry. Listen, I need everybody to understand, yes, I am a BBW porn star. I am a branded model. Yes, I've got my pictures is on energy drinks. I've been in magazines. I done did all that shit. And hell, I done throw a little bit of pussy at a time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm human. I'm human. You know what I'm saying? I'm human. And I make mistakes. But one thing for sure and two things for certain, please don't be the next one that I reach out and touch. You know what I'm saying? Because whoever gets it, it's going to be bad. Because I'm trying. I mean, it's everything. It's even down to I finally did the medical marijuana shit. They sold me some broke shit. Now I'm mad as hell. I want to beat the bitch up when I go in there tomorrow. I really want to. Just because I was in fucking pain.
You
last
just
want
to lash out at somebody. You have to. You got to find you a filter, Mom. You got to find you an outlet. You need an outlet. You have to find a way.
I need
to
a
release.
Drink.
Well, go have you a drink and get fucked with.
I ain't the type of.
Get you some. Shit, get you some and have you a drink and then sit back and smoke a stogie after that motherfucker. Just chill out.
I don't,
you know,
smoke
what I'm saying?
Cigarettes.
Because you're going to take it out on somebody that
doesn't deserve it. I was
it,
trying
though.
To smoke the medical marijuana shit. The shit don't work. The fuck? How you going to sell me something, take my $100? Like, come on.
It's little shit.
I'm taking it back tomorrow. And it's a bitch better not say a motherfucking thing smart, because I'm going to reach across the counter and choke the shit out of her. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't do that.
It's just, you know what I mean? It's little things. It's so many little things, but I can see that it's like, in all naturality, I mean, being for real, with all bullshit aside, I'm aggravated, you know, because I know that I can see where I'm going. I can see, and I feel like I could reach out and I could touch it. And I feel like something is always trying to keep me from getting it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do the right thing. And when I feel things coming at me, you know what I'm saying, from every angle, trying to keep me from doing right, that shit hurts.
Uh-huh.
Because I am trying to walk a fine line. I am trying to do the right thing. And I feel like it's just like the trouble coming from every angle.
Man, hey, Ma, you straight stressed. Oh, God, wow. Hey, you need to straight chill out. You need to get you a spa day. Cut your phone down. Man, like, you sound like you, oh, my God. Like, I ain't never heard y'all. You fidgety. Your voice fidgety. Hey, I ain't never heard you like that, man. You need to take get you a cocktail. Get you a spa day. A day just for you where you
aren't. That's frustration.
You ain't trying
there.
To solve no Right, you ain't trying to solve nobody else's problems. You ain't even answering for your kids.
I'm
just
trying to stay
bleeding,
out the way. I'm trying so hard to stay out the way from anybody. You know what I'm saying? Just focusing on what I'm trying to do. That's my whole reason. For me to work for someone else, for me to, you know what I mean? I try to just do me and stay focused and stay away from a lot of negativity lately. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Motherfuckers want me to
That's
truly
hard.
React. And for someone like me, it's extremely hard because I believe in putting my hands on you, blowing your fucking wig back. You know what I'm saying? That's what that's what I grew up doing, and that's what I'm trying to not. And that's why it's hard, because I'm trying not to. That's what I'm saying. It's hard. It's a struggle. But what I can say is, if I do lash out, whichever one of you motherfuckers that get it, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. Mm. So I am trying. All I'm saying is, you negative motherfuckers, stay the fuck away from me. Stay the fuck away from me.
Because
I'm telling you, it won't be,
only, man.
It won't be pleasurable. It won't be, you won't be pleased. You know, because it seems like negative motherfuckers is just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're swarming around me. And that's what I'm talking about, them devils. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I'm not on a high pedestal or anything else. I'm just as human as any fucking body else. You know what I'm saying? My heart, my feelings, my emotions, you know what I'm saying? I cry when I get angry, and I cry when I want to put my fucking hands on somebody, because I done been locked up for shit like this. You know what I'm saying? I done did time for shit like this. And I know when I put my hands on you, the blackout will be there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to be hard to stop, because we know I'm a petty bitch.
Remember it, because you don't blacked out from the situation. You need to really stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to you. Like, you really need to look. You got to. At this point, from how you sounded to me, it is pertinent. It's, like, important that you look out for you. You have to take time for you. You have to look out for you, because if you're not strong for yourself, your kid, you can't be there for your kids, and you go on these. They going to have to move on their own. They going to have to clean up their own shit. It goes for anybody. If you're not around, there's nothing that they can do. They going to have to stand on their own fucking 10 toes and utilize what you taught them along the way and handle their own fucking business. You sound like you finna break down, dog. You ready to lash out at people, and somebody going to get it. It don't even be about that person for real. They got caught in your crossfire, and that's not fair. So, for sake of anything else, you need to have a woosah day, cut your phone down, go get you a mani-pedi, go have you a motherfucking cocktail, and lean back. Like, you have to take some time out for you. Person that you talking about, you just want to lash out, it's going to be the wrong energy to the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? And that it don't even be about that person. It's about, because you're so overwhelmed.
And that's what I'm just saying, that it's a struggle. I struggle with not doing it. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm used to, and I'm trying to teach myself not to be that way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying, and a motherfucker's not realizing, like, leave me the fuck alone. You know what I mean?
Have you talked to a therapist about it, to see what other things you can maybe get into that would help diffuse some of that?
Girl, I be working myself to goddamn death. That's all I be focused on, is working myself, working hard as possible to get to the goals of getting this business stuff together. That's all I'm focused on. I don't care about whatever everything else is going on. At this point, yes, I love the industry, but these other things are my future. The industry is going to, the porn industry will be there. The motherfuckers fucking on forever. You know what I'm saying? That's a way of life. Motherfuckers is always fucking. That ain't going to go nowhere. But this thing that I want is a new business venture for me, and I'm really adamant and focused on having it. So motherfuckers from all angles, it just feel like little things is trying to steer me from the left to the right, and I'm just trying to stay, I just got to stay focused, keeping my eye on the prize. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I feel that I'm going to be in the next 2 to 3 years. I know where I'm going to be. I know what my plans is to do. You know what I'm saying? And by the grace of God, it ain't locked the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just pray on it
every
day.
If you don't release that negativity that you're feeling, and that lash out that you're feeling, if you don't do that in a good, positive way, or find a way to do it, that, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to turn down that side of the road. You don't want it to come to that. You have to find you an avenue, Niecy. You have to look out for you. 2019, we going into a whole new year.
And you have to start looking out for self. That today's lesson is look out for your motherfucking self. Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, people are going to keep on and live their lives. They're going to live their best motherfucking life while you struggling and over there fighting and you mad at the world. But look, we got to get up out of here, man. Tell everybody how they can reach out and touch y'all and let them know what they do. Come on, Honey Dip.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. N-E-E-S-E. Honey, H-O-N-E-Y, dip with one P. XXX@yahoo.com. And my manager is Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And that's for all bookings. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this 2019 coming in. I am, you know, even more than ready. Even more than ready for some of these hostings and things like that. I'm ready for those. I'm looking forward to them for 2019. And Niecy Honey Dip on all social media.
Yes, your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can hit me up on my music fan page on Facebook, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Rapstar412. You can hit me up on my SoundCloud, Rapstar. Hit me up on my YouTube, Rapstar412. And I'm be writing songs for the future for my first album coming soon. So holla at your
coming
boy.
Coming soon, baby. Yeah, y'all stay tuned. You know we're going to have the latest news for you. Hey, man, we out of here. We see y'all next week. Positive vibes only. We love y'all. We appreciate anybody who listen online. If you call them live and you're on the line, we appreciate you for taking your time. And we see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. We out. Raphael, stay lit. Dollhouse, let's go.
Cheers.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit. Turn up, yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my God,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Hell no,
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit.
Dollhouse Radio, I talk no filter. We out.